you know who's coming? 20 years. Frank and Fefe. Once the biggest applause I ever heard here. And this talk will be translated or interpreted for you, best effort, by Sibales, B and Ho.
Fuck it, we do it live.
Fuck it, we're doing it live. It's Fefe's fault.
Now, Flawed News Show Time Hole Edition 2023, now with more quality content. Not included, security gaps. Oh, says the audience.
Technische Probleme.
Technical issues. Right. This year we had to digest so much material that even in advance we thought we will simply exclude several categories for reasons of timing, so security holes are not included. Too many of them were there. We're not just looking 1 year back, are we? So is it 2016? Yeah, that was when the last show took place, but with such a, we didn't have that much time to prepare. It's just 1 month I could invest, so we'll go 4 years back, and we just left a few things out because they were not so nice. Not included is COVID-19, so a huge abyss of despair. We're not talking about that. And the Justice Ministry is... well, immunity was not actually built up by right-wing AfD politician Höcke, because the Justice Committee of the German Parliament abolished his parliamentary immunity, and then he was apparently infected with corona. Also not included is the Ukrainian war. The Ukraine war, because this, we found it funny that the Taliban actually said the president of the Ukraine is like the Taliban for his country. Not included is the Gaza war either, and the orange presidents aren't in there either, but a very honorable mention has to go to these Four Seasons landscape thing, because when I saw this illustrative image here showing Achim Laschet, who was a conservative candidate for chancellor in the last election, this was an actual meme that was to be published, but this account then did this was the only thing that they tweeted and extended a warm welcome to him. Not included is the whole crypto cybercrime thingy. You should read this. We've tried to minimize the amount of text. So this is a known fraudster and pretender, and she says she's now going to turn into new ways. She's now going to do honest things and sell NFTs. And not everything was shit, actually, but a lot was, right? But we really tried to gather some good news, and we succeeded. Google does good things, has started that. I found a fantastic bit of news, because since the 11th of May 2022, they don't want to allow any apps more that secretly record telephone conversations. Progress! Due to a rule change to developers. The San Francisco Police Department doesn't want to hire new police people that have a record of misconduct. Great. The German Federal Police is making progress too. They want to introduce security checks for new applicants. You would wonder what they do for a living, right? And what they have been doing in the past. And I think we have another item on this later on. The NSA in the US has seen the light and said, well, if we are going to eavesdrop on the world, we'll do it in a respectful way, with dignity and respect, and regardless of where anyone is, they deserve to be listened on in dignity and respect. And technologically, there was progress. So this was a cloud. This was a data center on fire at the River Rhine. That was a big news item at the time. So this organization finishes their cloud transformation. This was the fastest one that any company ever did. Right. Now, we can state that the GDPR has been effective. There was this fantastic Bitkom survey, which yielded that 41% of projects felt hindered by the GDPR, other projects failed, and in particular about big data and artificial intelligence projects that were prevented by the GDPR. And also, you can see from international statistics that the GDPR has been effective. Here we have a statistic by MongoDB, which wanted to tell their customers where the cloud transformation is making progress. And you can see that there's a significant drop in EMEA, that is Europe, Middle East, Africa, and that is the consequence of the GDPR that we can see here. And I think this server was made before that OVH transformation, cloud transformation, right? Yes, probably it was. We have new records. Elon Musk is entering the Guinness Book of Records, and that is because he was lost the most money in the shortest amount of time. And well, the previous record was quite respectable, but it was in half of that. Yeah, that was the head of SoftLink. Right. And other good news is that German railways are on the way up when they didn't have to transport any passengers anymore. The punctuality stats were largely improved. Suddenly, the system of the railway did work. You could have had that idea before, right? On the way here, someone actually flipped out and said, I've been evacuated from trains three times in the last few days. I wanted to know from the conductor whether this train was to be evacuated. He was kind of past it. And the railways have understood that the actual cases of transport are the problem, and that problem can be solved. And then air pollution dropped in European cities, at least, and so far that satellites from space could see that. And you can see it on yourself, too, the corona sunburn. You got that quicker because of the cleaner air. It didn't just affect people, also in the animal kingdom, there was progress. Pandas were having a good time. Nature started to recover on the streets. Suddenly there were animals that you hadn't seen for a long time. Rats were there, coyotes in San Francisco, some pumas, mountain lions. Talking of lions, even in Brandenburg, the federal state surrounding Berlin, there was a police warning in the south of Berlin, or south of, to the south of Berlin. So this is a picture by the German press agency, and the result was that it was probably a wild boar and not a lion in the end. But there is room for improvement, right? A lion, not too bad, an interesting afternoon, hold my beer. Because here there's a free-running mammoth in Bendorf, where is that? In Germany somewhere. And probably a camel from a circus that was camping next to that road. So the report about the mammoth, we found a picture that illustrates that. In Venice, Dolphins were sighted, which turned out as fake news quite quickly. That was a translation error. The water was clearer, and the dolphin was in Italy, but not in the Venice channels. And the swans were in Venice, but they are there always. So people needed good news anyway, just like we need them now. So that's why we are talking about dolphins here. The dolphins were not the only intelligent sea mammals that were coming back. There were a few orcas that started. Well, there were different theories about how this happened. There were sinking boats, and an interesting one is on sailing boats, cocaine is often smuggled from Latin America, South America, so this kind of, maybe that kind of orca was gnawing on one of these boats and thought, oh, wee, that is interesting, and then told all their mates, oh, yeah, then they actually developed a taste for that. Or maybe everything's over and here's the film for that. Also, other headlines were so bizarre that we can't really comment them anymore. Escaped clone female mutant crayfish take over Belgian cemetery. There is nothing to be added there. Crows damage the glass dome of a parliament building. If you deal with that, they can be trained and incited to do certain things. This is in Austria. I don't know what happened there in Vienna. It wasn't me, and that wasn't us either, just to say that. So stone damage through a crow. Maybe they were bored, and you know how this ends, right? Here is the film version of that. And it gets a bit more scary the more news items you seek out. In the Gulf of Mexico, hell opened up, which looked a bit scary, right? And if you have the gates of hell opening, there was this mud volcano in Azerbaijan. So they said, hold my beer as well. And then it said, okay, that, well, it looked something like something completely different, but it was a mud volcano, which actually sounds a bit worse than a nuclear explosion, right? But we believe that the explanation was actually quite different. We think that that's what it was. We are in an age of first contact. All signs are pointing towards that, and the flood of news we couldn't just escape from. We had this huge crater in the Arctic tundra. It's completely clear what was happening there, just for comparison. We're not the only ones that made this connection. The military started to do sci-fi things. And of course, if the extraterrestrials do it, the Germans think we can do that as well. And they had a marching band. Or a military band. So they kind of picked the wrong universe, but that can happen to anyone, right? That wasn't just a random error, though. It seems to be a trend. Our defense minister was involved. Hang on, he says, answering his device. So you can see from this that the trend to UFOs is a mega trend. It's completely clear that they are out there, and we kind of have to prepare the population for that. And a deadline has passed. All kinds of documents became declassified, and the press got wind of it and wanted to see them, and then it started. All these authorities that started building websites, they were just stumbling all across each other, starting up websites, declassifying documents. The poor people that had to fight for the individual documents suddenly became a bit overwhelmed, including the CIA and the NSA, by the way, which is very funny, I thought. And the Mexicans thought, well, they have their archives. Mexicans, we have something in our drawers here. The only people that were kind of the party poopers was the NASA, that says they are probably balloons. But the Chinese said, hold my beer then. And of course there is a proven method, just, you know, shoot it down. And if the Americans shoot something down, then the Russians, of course, are shooting something down too. The Russians said, well, we had our UFOs, but that was in the past. It's done with. And there is a certain tradition here. This very beautiful item about Russia, Russian fisher people getting an alien out of the water. And there are no photos. I've searched long and wide. There are only descriptions. And then they ate it. And it was tasty. Do we only have a photo of something similar from Norway? Well, this UFO worldwide trend, global trend, clearly. So we tried to find the right simulator to visualize this. And we have a question to the audience. In Australia, this phenomenon was cited. Do you know what that was? 100 points. Yes, it was a grass farm. Well, cannabis farm. Not an alien invasion, after all. So they forgot. They forgot to draw down their blinds. That can happen, of course. Right. The next sighting was in Hawaii, where we have a few observatories that are used by international research teams, and one of those was a Japanese delegation, and they saw this interesting phenomenon, which is kind of hard. This seems like a bit of a Pearl Harbor joke, but it was the Japanese that did it. There was an eyewitness video as well. Space disco. Surely the UFOs are coming with their space lasers. And then they thought, well, surely that was NASA, and they said, nah, it wasn't us. We would have known if we had lasers. And then what do you do if it's not NASA? Then surely it's the Chinese. Again, that was the answer, if you don't know. And it's not actually that strange, because the Chinese do love lasers. We have an illustration from street traffic here. These are to keep sleepy drivers awake. So they are lasering on the ground too. So what's the target audience here, the target group? People that like to watch colorful lasers and listen to music at the same time? Anyway, clearly we are in the age of cyberpunk or Shadowrun and that universe. These are Ukrainian drone pilots, but if you've seen Cyberpunk or played it, you will recognize this. Okay, and also China is very cyberpunky. A nice picture from China. You have to explain this. These are streamers who use a selection in the streaming platform. So they went to a place where old people live on purpose, and they stream from there. And that, according to that streaming platform, makes them locals, and that prioritizes them. And that's why in the rain you have all these homeless-looking people with streamware on the streets.
I think they don't know what to do when people show GPS spoofing. It is going to get better next year. We have new problems, surveillance, but there are new solutions. An extra finger, you know, it's going to look like AI. It's a deep fake, so we're safe. So just every picture is just going to be a deep fake. In this clash of sci-fi's universe, we also have this universe. It's a picture out of San Francisco. It's a picture from a forest burning, but this is the movie poster we found. It's also in New York. And here at ours, at the Bodensee, it's dust from the Sahara. It's very serious. A lot of indicators that worry us. For example, the raising prices for places for the CDU. It's so serious that the AfD wanted border openings, and then they started transporting people back with Corona and everything. It also started happening in Arab, and they said to not attack Europe because we have Corona. It was so serious that Black Mirror said, you know, we're gonna wait a little. Not just sci-fi, just also horror was very serious. On the Swedish border, zombie hunters were stopped with a bunch of arms. And you're thinking, okay, do they just started being too serious with cosplay? But then we found this picture from the US, so it is very serious. It's so serious, in fact, that one institute, Ayn Rand, wanted a credit. They wanted a PPP loan. Ayn Rand is not really the best friend of the state, is important to know with this one. The USCD wanted
it was so serious that homeopaths were calling for vaccinations. And our minister of for cars, basically, in Germany, he could imagine a speed limit of 30 kilometers per hour. So it was really serious. The ADAC, the German Motor Club, called for bike driving. And then there was this nice questionnaire where the British people, they handle their teeth emergencies themselves in the kitchen. This was interesting that there is a server for Tetris, and if you shut that down, Tetris is no longer working, and they shut it down. All the supply chains imploded, obviously. Walmart didn't have any pants anymore, just shirts. And then the important things of life were missing. First condoms, and then the dresses for nurses and doctors, and they were buying fetish clothes instead. Well, you take what you get. So this is from September of this year in a toy shop, and they said, well, we don't have any more toys. You should buy now for Christmas. Well, toilet paper, you all remember. I am not affected because I get paper from Postbank, German bank, and then the CDU was voted out, and the bullshit was missing. And then the health insurances said, well, we can't enforce vaccination mandates because we don't have enough paper. But the Postbank, they have paper. And then we ran out of acronyms, and we had to recycle old ones. And I was very worried when the excuses ran out. I thought this was just a single case, and was sorry that I didn't make a screenshot, but hundreds were affected. Okay, then Cyber entered as well, and that made it even worse. That was in England, but our mail service wasn't even any better. But a lot of things didn't work suddenly. So either supply chain or cyber attack, or even both. So you're just having a magic eight ball, or maybe you throw a dice. Water was gone because of cyber. And then we noticed that during that time, journalism really went up. We found a lot of nice articles, and they asked the important questions. For example, is Germany ready for a man as a chancellor? I mean, after Chancellor Merkel was almost reigning for 18 years, you might have forgotten, but there were men before, even if you can't remember. So we can take back the warning. In 2016, we had this very nice image to really profile the media. It was difficult to get something better than that, but then I found something in, from the war in Ukraine. It's difficult to recognize because it was in portrait mode. So there is a tank and the, in front there's a cat, and the journalists were filming rather the cat instead of the tank. But just because it's in the wrong format doesn't matter. We have an AI, and I did that. Please have a look at the yellow trees. And about journalism, they also want to educate you, of course, and they want to show where things go wrong. But it's very difficult to find journalism because it's hiding behind paywalls. But if you click that away, then you find very troubling news. So this is how Schwurbler, which is a German term for all people with alternative ideas, let's call it, how are they making money? From your anger. Oh, right. So I guess we are estimating that this is the ability for self-critiquing. But the masters of headlines are the British. So there is this number 10 denies Boris Johnson has lost control after Rough of resignations. But then there is a small letters underneath. His official spokesman has insisted. So there is undertones that we don't have yet, and then there's this. It's really beautiful. And then there are weird inverted situations. So the Bild, a very conservative right-wing media outlet, is suddenly for legalization of cannabis, and they said it's a time, why not? And the Taz was saying, well, wait a bit. So times have been hard. It was serious. But even in the most difficult times, there was well-done journalism, and BuzzFeed News got a journalism prize. Oh, something is ringing. Is that you? Oh, it might take a moment. And again, the Jeopardy melody from the audience.
Aha.
Ah. So we are back. It's already 1 a.m. Okay. Okay, so yeah, it is night. So BuzzFeed got a Pulitzer Prize, and in Germany, you really have to look for a prize for journalism. So I checked. So there was an article about the boss of Bild, and it was done by investigative journalists who were part of BuzzFeed News Germany before, and they were researching about Julian Reichelt. And once it was done, it was taken back, and the question is why? Did someone manipulate it? And so Axel Springer, the company behind the Bild publication, we don't know about any try to stop something, but then it went on. But that said, there are there are some hints we want to give, and so after BuzzFeed made this report, we can't say, well, we didn't hear anything about Julian Reichelt maybe having issues. So there were some consequences, and they said, well, as a follow-up to press research. So Axel Springer still see themselves as a media company. And the Bild newspaper, they always try to accuse. And one of the things that were really accused was when the Adidas shops didn't want to pay rent anymore. And that was a real campaign going on for months, it felt like at least. And they took all their specialists. And it wasn't just built, it was also computer built, which is an offshoot for computer topics. And Bild TV, which was a short experiment with television of Bild. And the title is interesting. So an SPD politician, which is the Social Party of Germany, burns the Adidas t-shirt. And then Adidas said, well, okay, well, we will pay rent then. And then an interesting detail came out. So the boss of Axel Springer is actually the landlord. Well, who might think of evil things now? But you can't just do something like that. So someone has to take consequences, and Bild just exchanged the local boss of the journalists. And how did the new one do? They went against a new heating systems. And we'll have to agree, this is a nice photo. They used it several times. And then there was a new time for heating. And none of the journalists, this message was leaked, that they don't have a single person who knows how this technology works, a heat pump, basically. And they tried to do a press release, but it didn't really work well. And then there were helpful comments, and this is the intro music to a German kids TV show that addresses scientific principles and how the world works. And then they had to have consequences, so they just said, well, we'll fire everyone and replace them with AI.
Can that work? So we then thought, can ChatGPT actually explain how a heat pump works if the Bild journalists were not able to because they didn't have the knowledge, although they were campaigning against heat pump? And oh no. The heat pump is a device that transports heat from the place of low temperature to the heat of the place of higher temperature. Uses the physical principle of heat transport, the principle of cooling agent, densening, and but ChatGPT can create illustrations as well. So from this text, you can't really understand how a heat pump works, but there is this beautiful diagram that, of course, makes everything clear. Well, everyone in the room surely will understand and be able to build one of these now, right? And it turns out it's not that simple with these heat pumps. Even the Green Party failed to install one in their central office. Since 2019, they had this project running, and they couldn't manage it. It's still not running. Did they manage it by now? But it was complicated. I think they got it installed, but couldn't start using it because of a lack of power or something. This is in Berlin, you have to say, in defense at this central office. So this prime moment of journalism that doesn't stop with the serious papers. There was this little problem with the pipeline, of course, and one theory went that there was this, you remember this gates of hell opening up in the Mexican Gulf, and the idea was that a very prominent journalist had the theory that this was an operation by Western states using plant-shaped C4 charges. And then ARD, the first German public broadcasting TV channels, wanted to investigate what are plant-shaped C4 charges. If you ask Google Translate, these are plant-shaped C4 charges in German. Well, this is what a shaped charge looks like. You should have just asked Wikipedia, but that's, of course, too much effort. ChatGPT is simply quicker in answering. So then you have Tagesschau, the very officious German daily TV news, saying C4 in the form of plants was planted on the four pipelines with concrete protection. And you can ask, what are these people doing for a living, right? But at least they withdrew this and added an explanation. There was they had saying that there was talk about explosive in the shape of plants. That was a translation mistake. But plant is not in the sense of something that grows, but in the sense of placing something. Anyway, machine translation has proved to be a problematic trend in journalism. We have an article here about sanction objectives, the objectives of the sanctions against the Warner Group, and there's a talk about a Russia-based liability company. So what is this? You can use Google Translate for that, and it would then retranslate it into the very popular German business form of the limited company. And it was then, this went on, and they were saying that the limited liability company in Russia was the target of sanctions, which would be like saying that the stock listed company was target in Germany, or the limited company. Again, I like to hit Tagesschau, this public broadcaster TV news channel, because they are still making their content publicly available. So what really happened? Tesla had to move, or was moving its company. You would have heard of that, but that wasn't really what happened. So they had to withdraw the idea that they were moving back to California with the headquarters. That had to be changed. And I think what happened at AID is that they employed they replaced part of their editorial team with AI. The Pope in the hospital with a respiratory disease, and that was illustrated with the Putin image. And then a law on children's marriages had to be improved according to the German Constitutional Court, illustrated with a picture by the Pope. And we are quite fans of the Tagesschau picture editors. They are quite capable of choosing the right pictures. They were quite good. They had great images. Maximilian Krah leads the right-wing AfD in the European election campaign. They had good ways of finding images for those kind of things. They were better than the texters. So if you ignore inflation, all Germans became richer in the first quarter of this year. If you ignore inflation, right? Great texting here. Even the Süddeutsche magazine, daily paper, the German problem was illustrated by a picture of the very right-wing Björn Höcke from the right-wing AfD party. And this, of course, looks like quite a different kind of moustache. Well, quite fitting kind of moustache. And creating charts, again, is hard, and if you can't just get them from the archives, because, interestingly, there was no negative number of COVID cases in Cologne hospitals. Sometimes it's just a question of the composition of the whole page. You have to look at this. So there is urgent news at the top about the industrial negotiations at German Railways, and below that, a picture from North Korea-Russia negotiations. So putting this together, this is the way I imagine it at German Railways, the industrial negotiation, and both sides, of course, having one hand below the table too. No problem, though, quality problems. Another industry has good experience with that. Microsoft is working on it. Reporters Without Borders and Microsoft are working on trustworthy news. And what Reporters Without Borders were thinking here, I don't know. And Microsoft News, of course, are experts. This is AI-generated too. So a deceased NBA player was described as useless. And of course, Microsoft are doing this kind of deal, publishing in other publications and then adding an AI-generated poll, and so you have something. Someone has died, and let's speculate on why they died. And yeah, you can say journalism didn't have a great time, or at least the MSN editorial team didn't have a great time. They fired the human journalists and replaced them with AI. And that actually true is true. If you are on the loo and have to pass some time, read MSN about Bigfoot news and mermaid news. This is great fun. So it turns out that someone has developed this as an art form, maybe, and another art form is fact-checking, of course, very popular. Here we have at the German Bundestag building, there was no Soviet flag on that building on Monday morning, and no, they didn't try to send fighters across the southern US border. Hamas or Hezbollah, they're not doing that, no. And then a beautiful example is the German Conservative Party, CDU-CSU, was trying to praise their vaccination management, and they were tweeting this, and it looks like Germany and the EU are very much in front in the vaccination stats, and that's why they simply excluded all other states that were in front of Germany. And even the ARD fact finder, they are not that much on the ball, but here they were. Right. And otherwise, there was Twitter fact-checking as well, which was kind of interesting. In this case, Elon Musk was going to say, we're not going to abolish blocking. And he then didn't realize that his company had this feature list that was actually dictated to them by Google and Apple, I think. Anyway, they couldn't change that from appearing. But fact-checking can be weaponized. Here is a nice election campaign thing, the Conservatives, the Tories, renaming their account, which was verified, and they suddenly called it Fact Check UK, and that was to spread anti-Labour propaganda. And now Dominic Raab, the company, the party chairman, said no one gives a toss.
To launch a wholly unjustified and brutal invasion of Iraq, of Ukraine.
So, here's George W. Bush talking about an invasion of Iraq and correcting himself, Ukraine. Ah, the censor was on the loo, right? And that section, the censor must have been on the loo, is one of our favorites, and we found some nice examples. Deutschlandfunk, one of the public federal-wide, nationwide radio broadcaster. It is our task as a news editorial team to be very uncritical in terms of content, and then our temporary defense minister posted a video on Instagram, which was kind of embarrassing, and that led to her resignation. Very, very interesting meetings with interesting and great people. Thank you for that. And that was in connection to the Ukraine war. And then a thing that we watch with amusement is when government bodies look for hackers, and this was the Foreign Intelligence Service, BND. Many people want to be on the right side of things, and that is a problem for them, because these people do not want to work for the German military, Foreign Intelligence Service. But then the line was, well, with us you can do things that are illegal, otherwise excellent recruitment strategy. And from that series, things that you can do legally that are prohibited elsewhere, this beautiful thing was also appearing. John Bolton is...
With all due respect, one doesn't have to be brilliant to attempt a coup.
I disagree with that. As somebody who has helped plan coup d'etat, yeah, not here, but other places, it takes a lot of work.
So John Bolton admitting that he was involved in planning coups in other states and saying that it requires intelligence. So you have to say that since Reagan times, this guy is in deep state, in the deep state abyss. And when he says, okay, well, of course I was involved in a coup, but not here, there is a certain credibility to that. And of course, Trump officially was the security advisor. Well, he was the security advisor to the Trump government. And then they made him the EU ambassador. And there was this minor problem. This is a style guide, not editorial content, but helpful tips for future authors by the Stylebook. They did apologize for that. The French weren't too amused. But, well, slowly but surely a trend came about when businesses were becoming to get annoyed by that started to talk about TSMC, the biggest chip maker, said that globalization is almost dead, free trade is almost dead. So in the course of these upcoming China sanctions, you could say this is gone, this is over. And then the British Prime Minister, I immediately screenshotted this. I thought this must be fake. No, this is the official account by Rishi Sunak, the current Prime Minister. And thing is that they have a system that wants to prevent modern slavery, but they call it, domestically, they call it their modern slavery system. And for non-Brits, this is not too easy to recognize that this is supposed to go against. If you come to the UK illegally, you will be denied. Anyway, the Pentagon wants to not have any evidence by intelligence services about Russian war crimes in Ukraine, and doesn't want to share this with the International Criminal Court, because other countries might then believe that American war crimes could actually be pursued there, and that, of course, is not on. Then the German traffic ministry thinks the concept for a systematic timetable with regular intervals is delayed by about 40 years, Ellen says, and someone said it's a project for the next 50 years. The economic crisis manifested itself in quite clear statements. Well, we've probably passed the peak of inflation, but not the peak of price management. There's still room for improvement there. So you can say, well, Unilever, Nestle, their kind of personal affectedness isn't really there. Häagen-Dazs is part of Nestle, and Ben & Jerry's is Unilever. So that was the ice cream inflation that was actually pre-announced. And then we had Google, this kind of embarrassing document that came out in the course of a court case with Epic Games that were fighting back against the 30% share at the Play Store, and they had a court case. And that leads, in the US, it leads to a discovery phase where documents can be asked for and they have to be handed out. And that can contain embarrassing facts, such as in this case, where one of the finance vice presidents calls, sounds like there are, it's just one, but there are several. But this is an important post. But one of the finance vice presidents said the business model by Google is one of the best in the world. You can only get that in the drugs trade. And I guess he's right.
Ja, das hier, das muss man sich auf der Zunge zergehen lassen. Das ist eine Kritik der CDU am Baustadtrat Schmidt. Von dem habe ich mal ein Foto gemacht. Der ist bei den Grünen. Und die CDU findet es absolut untragbar, dass der Folgendes tun will. Diese Stiftung überführt Grundstücke dauerhaft in gemeinwohlorientierte Bewirtschaftung und entzieht deren Verwertung dem Markt. Unverantwortlich. Ja, warum sagt die CDU sowas? Stellt sich heraus, die haben gerade eine größere Spende von einem Immobilienkonzern bekommen. Ja, so ist das halt. Industrie, Politik. Gut, dann gab es hier diese etwas unangenehme Frage an Herrn Scholz, als der frisch Kanzler war. So, die Lage ist ja ernst, was machen wir denn jetzt?
Aber ich meine, Scholz
hat einen klaren Plan.
Ist ein erfahrener Politiker, ne? Er beobachtet tagtäglich die Lage.
Yeah, so he's a very, so Olaf Scholz, the German Chancellor, is a very experienced politician. And he is watching the situation every day. And then he will ask experts once they talked about it for several years. So this is him watching the situation, and this is another image about him watching. Some of the myths were also ruled out. So there's the myth that the education system of Bavaria is one of the best and that they are very educated. And Söder, the minister of Bavaria, he ruled that out. And he's great for images. Well, you have to know that half of all nature healing doctors, so not real doctors, are working in Bavaria, and when they were fighting against a vaccination mandate in Bavaria against the pox, some might have thought that if you vaccinate against the cowpox, you might get cow ears. And this is him talking about the Minister of Traffic and Transport. And he said, well, no one else brought so much money to Bavaria, which as a federal minister, of course, was not his job. And if you have friends like that, you don't need enemies. And then we have, in the whole party, the CDU is the Conservative Party of Germany. And even within this party, some people are starting to recognize that we are where we are, because when they were in the government, they didn't do anything properly. And that's interesting. Then the US Patent Office, they now recognize that patents are not great for innovation, and you have to really think about this. We already say that usually they say that we need patents to have better innovation, but then they thought about it and said, well, actually we probably shouldn't have patents. Well, actually they don't really care as long as everyone uses their services. So, how to properly say that something isn't true, something wasn't your fault? So, in China, we have a nuclear facility, and they had performance issues. So, a French company that's by now state-owned built this. And their speaker, they said, well, no, just a performance issue. And the gases, they were released on purpose. And it was because of a fuel rod problem. It might be unnerving if there's a fuel rod problem that forces you to release radioactive gases. But his words were,
we are not in a scenario of an accident with a melting core.
We are not in a meltdown scenario. There is no melting core. And the spokesman didn't want to be named. So that's the equivalent to, there is no danger to the general public. And that is really, really something. It's controlled emissions.
So, in Brazil, they one guy went out of Brazil once he wasn't in office anymore, and he got big support from people from the office, and he got a very big dementi. During my whole time in office, I didn't really go to the rolls. The best dementi is from Switzerland, no, Israel. They disallowed him to.
So I don't have an amulet made from his own urine, and also he does not have a blessed egg formed messing bowl in his underpants. So the question is it just not blessed? And as always, no king shaming. He can have in his pants whatever he wants. But this statement is really, really something. So another classic, the Richard Nixon Lame Excuse Award. And we got a few promising candidates. So the Sparta Bank, so they were no longer allowed to use negative interest to make their customers invest. And they said, well, no, that can be a good thing to force people to invest into funds. And the German railway system does not want to take cash anymore, and they don't want to sell tickets anymore within the trains. And so they needed an excuse. Why? And so they wanted to stop contact. They don't want to sell tickets for contacts, and you still can buy it in the app and, of course, raise their prices. But you don't know it any other way. So we have a nice citation from Boris Johnson, because there was a painful loss, and of course it's the fault of the media, because they always focus on politics and politicians. And right before elections, I don't think he would expect it otherwise, but, well, other countries, different manners. And this is a great forward defense, I would say. That should be the standard for fighting against ransomware. Well, no, we did it ourselves. It's for transparency. Here's another one that annoyed me a lot. After the 9 euro ticket, public transport was getting more expensive, and that's because natural gas was getting more expensive, and the power is generated with natural gases. But in advertisement, everything is green and environmentally friendly, so it's all bullshit. Then we have some local news, but that should really become a trend. It's a rich suburb of Munich, and of course they can't have a speed limit of 30 kilometers per hour, and with these cars you can't go that slow, because gravity already speeds you up faster. Then in a neighboring state, the local minister for environment, he was found with a very high speed of 177 kilometers per hour, but he was honest at least. And then the lawyers of Elon Musk, they said that no one can use previous messages from Elon Musk, because it could be deepfakes. And yeah, well, might be, but that's not how it works. And here we have a very nice example for headlines that you don't see every day.
Das würde ich mir auch fast häufiger wünschen, muss ich sagen. Es muss die Leute betreffen, damit sich was ändert.
So here we see again, people have to be affected themselves for something to change, or the important people have to be affected themselves.
Dann haben wir noch diese wunderschöne Geschichte gefunden.
And then we found this very nice story in Braunschweig, a German city. Some teenagers who were quite curious, they rode with a streetcar, and they even took passengers. And the court, so the judge really didn't want to handle this. And he said, well, it's not punishable. So there was nothing keeping them back, nothing was locked. So wait a minute. And it's not much was happening, so it's not a dangerous, nothing dangerous, and you don't need a driver's license for that. And yeah, okay, it was a disturbance, but public interest isn't high. So they were not allowed to transport people, but it's just an ordinance. So, not his job to follow up on that. So, new category, digitization, and we moved forwards this year. So, a new media, for example, in Oberfranken, area in Bavaria, they have new fax numbers now. And there's a small story behind that. A reader wrote me that they tried to call the fax number, and a woman answered and explained that there was a software issue with the change, and it had to be delayed. So here's a nice questionnaire from Göttingen. They wanted to know, how often do you use the internet? And the options are at least once per week, at least once per month, several times a year, less often than that, or never. And that's page 4 of 12 from an online questionnaire.
Ja, leider.
So there is more bad news for offices. So the fax is no longer considered conform for privacy issues. And telex as well. Completely surprising. Then a digital proof of vaccination should be sent via mail. So paper mail. That's not really surprising anymore. But we also have news from the other countries. So the Britain's Nadine Dorries wanted to punish big tech, and they met. She met with managers from Microsoft Office and asked them when they were going to get rid of algorithms. But we don't have any answers submitted, unfortunately. But there are also politicians who try to be helpful. For example, the Prime Minister of Australia, because he was asked, what challenges do you face when it comes to cybersecurity? What can you do? And he had a great idea. Just turn your phone off every night for 5 minutes. I thought that I had heard that before. So this is, of course, taken from the IT crowd. So we are lacking people who know what they're doing. But that's sometimes just virtual. Because some companies, apparently, they keep their ads with the... So when they're looking for people, they just leave that online, even if they're no longer looking, because it then looks like they're still looking and as if they are growing. So if an AI is analyzing all the companies, then it's good for... It's a good message for the investors, for the shareholders.
Secondly, in our list of volunteers, Judy, not only do we need healthcare workers, but given the legacy systems, we should add a page for Cobalt computer skills.
So this is a D&D page for the so-called Cobalt. No, no king shaming, please.
Gut, also.
Yeah, so the situation is serious. The IHK, it's an association of companies in Germany, but also the IBM is looking for Kubernetes experiences. So Kubernetes for, with 12 years experience, and the system only exists for 6 years. And the BND, the German Secret Service, also wanted someone who has experience with reverse engineering of open source software.
Well, the reverse engineering thing is not just a problem here. They are looking for them at the US Air Force because some of their self-bomber parts they couldn't replace without reverse engineering. But we can help here. Iran says it built a copy of a captured drone. So there are capabilities and skills and knowledge. And we found another beautiful case from Australia here because they bought tanks for $3.5 billion. And if you forget what Australia looks like, the land invasion was successfully repelled without tanks. And there were over-specific warnings, such as leprosy is coming back because Floridians were wrestling with armadillos too much. But of course, everyone will have heard that we had a day for testing emergency warning systems. And then this epic tweet by the German Association for the Deaf, we haven't heard anything. Because that test did actually not work too well. So the question was, what had actually happened? We have an authority that was responsible for this, and then they declared that, well, it didn't work because they sent out messages while we were testing. So there was a distributed denial of service attack. And how many were these? 30? Okay, we'll repeat it next year and try again. And then in the next year, the cell broadcasting did work 1 year later. But how is this possible? We have this authority. Isn't that their responsibility? And it turns out they didn't consider themselves responsible. So they are, we don't know what they do for a living rather than supplying a warning system for catastrophe, but they didn't, right? We just knew that only for the defense situation, right? And we can test that too, right? Well, another time perhaps. Then we had the flood in a catastrophic flooding of a German river valley, and all around people were wondering, what's wrong with Germany? Are they not capable of anymore? It wasn't a hardware failure, it turns out, not a computer failure. So 9 days before, satellites saw warning signs. There was there was an EU level system. And 4 days in advance, Germany and Belgium were warned, politicians were warned, but they just didn't pass these on. They published press releases saying that no flooding was to be expected. The minister was on holiday in Ibiza, and gendering to them was more important. And that's how she actually lost her job. A Project Gutenberg challenge existed in Italy. They couldn't be reached from there, and it turned out that they had been blocked because someone on Telegram had posted a link to Project Gutenberg, and they also had published links to pirating sites, and the Italian ministry just blocked all of them without checking, and well, that's great. And speaking of internet censorship, there was a hearing in the US Senate where the conservatives, the Republicans, that is, accused the tech companies of specifically going after them. The biggest proponent was a senator called Mike Lee. And here is a representative image of him at work. This is true. This is not a fake. An absolute crackpot, I guess you have to call him. And in this hearing, the Google CEO said, well, we're not censoring anyone. We're applying all rules equally, and we're not having issues with the Republicans and their friends more. But we have this one publication, the World Socialist Review. This has compliance problems, and this is left-leaning. And then the World Socialist website actually said, we are getting censored. Suddenly, four people more were clicking, and they had proof. And then we have a new category, a Latin saying, what Jupiter allows is not allowed to the mouse or the cow. And there was a nice example here, the German Union of Police People responding to a scandal where police members' data was published, said that this was inappropriate, and said that with mass data queries, completely innocent people will be put into the focus of authorities. Very new finding, right? And then a long category that will step through briskly, and that is key management. There was such a flow of news where people completely failed to not unload their keys on GitHub, including GitHub themselves. The BSI sent out their private PGP key by mail. But you don't have to send your key. It's enough if you have hard-coded credentials. And there is a trend for that too, and that is passwordless authentication. And Cisco warns that euphemism Olympiad at Cisco, and this is, we are taking the passwords out, and this is a company that outsources identity management. So that is used for outsourcing, and that these are the people that can say, oh, you can get in here in so many sites, and then they were breached, and they said, no, we weren't breached. And then shortly after, on the same day, well, okay, a small percentage maybe have been impacted, and well, hang on, who is a customer there? Oops. A hacker group leaks 37 gigabytes of Microsoft internals, but that was just 2.5%, right? Very few customers affected. Right. But it's not just about keys, though. There are other credentials, and that's passwords. And of course, we want to know what passwords they use. And there was a few that were leaked, the CIA Vault 7. And they were quite angry with WikiLeaks for publishing this because it was password protected, right, with the highly secure password. Look at the capitalization there. And Holiday Inn had a passport problem too. They didn't treat a couple from Vietnam very well, and they had a vendetta against them then and tried to install a ransomware indirectly, and that didn't quite work. And then they tried to guess passwords, and they guessed the fantastic complex password QWERTY1234, and with that they deleted all the data, right? And you maybe shouldn't remember your password yourself, but use one of these password managers. SolarWinds had a problem there. And they are a vector against Microsoft, too. And then Turkey wants NATO support for their Syria invasion. Their friend foe recognition, of course, is a problem. So they need aerial defense systems from the other side. If you want to shoot down Russian jets, you shouldn't use Russian air defense systems, but that's what Turkey had. And they had this problem. And lost and found is another issue, another category, that is. I don't know if you've ever been dealing with Hermes, then you may understand this joke. So lots of things got lost. An F-34 fighter after a mishap. And here is an old film poster, and a tank by the National Guard found abandoned. Probably they were waiting for someone to come by. A few walkie-talkies were lost in the Netherlands. And funny, when they were asked, where are they? And one of the responsible said, well, they'll be in this gap there somewhere. We'll just have to look for them. So 450, and we didn't know which gap they would find them, which corner. And this, of course, is widespread in government bodies. German military special forces had a problem and said, okay, we'll put up one of these boxes and we will not look at them, and if somehow over the night some weapons will turn up there, we will not ask any questions. If you've just collected something by mistake and carry it in your trousers. And someone were a bit nervous there, because more was then handed in that was actually had gone missing, including grenades, hand grenades. It couldn't be clarified in the end because there was a Deka deletion. So it wasn't the hard disk that was corrupt, but actually provably deleted the data. Back to Mr. Zorn from the German military, saying there were still parts missing, such as 62 kilograms of explosives, but no worries, that was just an error in counting. Right, so in early 2020, it became a bit more tangible, lost and found, because there was mysterious respiratory disease, and then it started with countries saying, okay, well, we need the stuff that we produce and that we normally post, we need it for ourselves. Switzerland started this, then the Czech Republic were stealing masks for destined for Italy, then there was a theft at the Kenya airport that was German masks, and then when the EU noticed that it's not good if other people keep hold of EU masks, they started releasing Swiss masks, or dead masks for Switzerland, but Switzerland then thought, okay, we can do the same. They are stealing other people's masks too, and USA were very inventive. They simply offered more money for the masks, which then led the Berlin interior minister to call it a modern version of piracy when he was actually affected. And more European players, states, not just states, began to renegotiate deals when it turned out that hardware was more valuable than the press list said. But talking about piracy, of course, we cannot miss out the British Museum, because they are the world's largest receiver of stolen goods. And they expanded this year. Visit our NFT store, and that, of course, is very important. And then they became the victim of a theft themselves. They said that they had lots of stuff that was missing, stolen, or damaged from their vast stores of stolen goods. And they had suspects, but the stuff was gone anyway. And then the headline of the year, British Museum asks public and experts to help recover stolen artifacts. And you have to say, well, the content of these museums is not undisputed, right? The British Culture Minister saying that the Parthenon sculptures, which has been a contentious issue between the UK and Greece for decades, if not more, and that, of course, cannot be negotiated, but it would open a can of worms. And what happened about all the other stolen goods in all our museums, not just the British Museum? And one thing that should be said positively is that there is open government and transparency initiatives, even in Germany. We have to go away from this data minimization, a politician said, and there were interesting participants here informing the public. No, I can't do that. ICANN, the International Domain Administration, were selling the .org top-level domain, but weren't going to say to whom. And when the questions became stronger and stronger, they did finally reveal, but, well, not really. Here, a nice query by Patrick Bayer, the EU member of Parliament, member of the European Parliament, saying he had received completely redacted lists of participants in the Going Dark anti-encryption group of the EU, which was not very enlightening, which also works for a new version of telecommunications data retention. So he had gone to the courts for that. And going back a bit further, about Snowden, it came out that the NSA actually had installed a crypto vector in Juniper devices, and then there was a very embarrassing Senate hearing in which one of the senators wanted to know whether the NSA now are still doing this or whether they had stopped it. And the NSA said, they now assert that it cannot locate this document and declined to comment. And the store, of course, is kind of vast at the NSA. And now we are bringing back an old category, that is, which is typography as a weapon. You would like to read more on right extreme incidents in the German military in 2021. I wanted this too. And the German military said, no problem, we can fit it on one sheet of paper. And in general, the German military were quite advanced when it comes to transparency offensives, OPSEC and stuff. They had this evacuation from Kabul in Afghanistan, of course, and the helicopter was not able to be deployed, which they had flown there especially. And why? It turns out the propaganda company of the German military had published the loading of that helicopter before they went to Kabul. The source here is given as the German military. And then they said it was fatal to have this filmed because the Taliban now have that. We have a helicopter, therefore we cannot use it. Hang on, hang on. The new generation of Taliban, they are smart and they're evaluating all news items. Ooh. And Austria, too, a player in open government. In the darknet, they had the whole register of residents. And surely that can only come from the government. And the government said, what? We? No, that's not us. And there was only one suspect left, and that is their public broadcasting fee collecting service. And they then said, well, they have an ISO certification. So they are not, you know, they weren't not having any failures. But Austria isn't world leading, right? In terms of plane numbers, China, information on 1 billion Chinese national residents was leaked. that were lost. And sometimes a government is actively publishing information in Israel, for example. Of course, Netanyahu was re-elected and all kinds of countries congratulated him, but the US was kind of reticent, and then the Israel ambassador tweeted the prime minister's or the PM's number, the number of Netanyahu. So Israel, but the UK is the world leading in open government. Classified papers found at a bus stop. Bus stops in the UK are obviously very valuable. And then there is a website dealing with a video game where suddenly the manual of the challenge tank turned up, and then details about the French Leclerc tank appeared as well, and then they leaked another detail, this time from China, and then we are skipping 1 year, and for the 13th time, sensitive information leaked on a helicopter. I've sought out a photo. So this is the official forum if you want interesting details about military equipment. And, well, the Social Democrats in Germany, of course, are not going to be left behind. So Hamburg government went without 47 million euros that they could actually claim for a tax scandal, and why? Well, the bank donated 45,500 euros to the Hamburg Social Democrats. That was a very good deal. And this huge tax scandal led to an investigation in Parliament. They couldn't prevent that from happening, but the Social Democrats are in the Hamburg Senate. They could determine who would be leading this investigation. So they nominated an SPD member, Social Democratic Party member, and who then kind of let materials disappear from. But there was a warning by the Interior Secret Service, right? But it's not just the Social Democrats that are conspicuous here, the Conservatives too. So Spahn, the health minister, failing to check health equipment tenders, and this went as far as so far that things had to happen. So what did they do the last time? They included an ethics codex. There's a tradition there, and not just in the German parliament, but also in the federal states parliaments. So that is quite a frequent thing to happen. Here a scandal from the 1980s. So we'll just repeat and sign a declaration of honor, which happened in the very famous case from the 80s that was pictured previously. And then things really started. After the declaration of honor, there was a very very negative comment in the daily paper Tagesspiegel, and everyone's they said simply discovered data protection as soon as their own data was affected, and then things went very quickly. Every day something new came out. Party donations just being below the legal limit, 9,999 euro, because 10,000 is the limit that you have to report. And then the third day after the declaration of honor, this nice announcement, not just regarding corruption, elections were turning out badly, and the left party saw a chance for a left social democrat green coalition, so things went worse, and the Bavarian justice minister, conservative of course, was investigated, and then the pharmacy owners actually were earning way too much money, because the health minister was setting prices really high for protective masks, and the pharmacist said, we are buying them for 150 and we are being reimbursed 6 euro per mask. And why the 6 euros, you may ask? And Ernest and Young were asked this because the health ministry wasn't able to find out, and they clicked on idealo.de, a Axel Springer brand, a price comparison website, And it didn't stop. There was a flow of embarrassing news items. CSU, the Bavarian Conservatives, strengthened rules for office holders after the honorary declaration of honor. And they were kind of taking the emergency exit. And the Social Democrats, of course, were involved, but then that was the spouse that was involved. What about the Free Democrats and the Left Party? Well, they were calling for a special investigator, but the motto suddenly was transparency and clarity, which I like, of course. Well, aren't the Free Democrats the good ones? Of course they're not. So the Transport Ministry, which is FDP-led, had a scandal, and then old buddies of Altmaier, who used to be in the Chancellor's office at the time of Conservative government, is protecting his buddies from investigation and saying, oh, I have to reopen all my emails, I cannot do that. Transparency and clarity, right?
But also Andreas Scheuer said that I don't want to cooperate. It was a different system, though. It was about a toll system. And then something that was done by the parliament. And so if something is found, it's being told the parliament and not the public. And then we have Spahn, the former minister of health and vaccinations, and it started quite well. So some managers of bigger supermarket chains said, well, you just have to pay it and we will take all the transport and logistics. And he said, well, I don't know why I have to even care about that. It's not my job. It's job of the states. So I am Minister of Health, and, well, he's a banker, actually. And are there different leadership skills? Well, he has to be able to do something, right? And then he was quoted with a prediction, probably the end of this winter, everyone will be vaccinated or healthy again. And can he calculate? Well, we now vaccinated every fourth, and end of the week it will be every fifth. So obviously, calculation is not his strong suit, but it seems to be a trend in politics that basic math skills are getting more and more difficult. Ms. Baerbock also had trouble. So she was asked about Putin. Peace is only possible if he turns around by 360 degrees.
Ja, Bildung ist ein Problem auch bei den Ministern,
so,
die dafür zuständig sind. Hier gab's so ein Twitter-Thread.
Education is an issue, and here we have a Twitter thread where the minister claims that, well, the numbers just seem high because the number of children is small, but the incidents are relative numbers. So that's too bad as a minister of education if you don't get that when it's about closing schools. But in Saxony and in Bremen, they said, well, if they don't know math, we have to change the grades, otherwise it looks bad. And there was critiqued, of course, but it turns out it wasn't the first time they did that. And it wasn't just a German trend, but also in other places they did that. And why don't you just change the grades? You can also make the tests easier. Yeah, you can. And yeah, the union of train conductors also said, well, that should be made easier, the test. And train conductors said, well, no, we shouldn't do that. But yeah, so the state police also said, well, as policemen, you don't have to really speak German, do you? Math is not really needed either. So here we could save 2%. It doesn't sound much, but that's very important, 2%. So you might overlook that it might be important to know math. And here it says that the Spanish train service ordered trains that was too big for their tunnels. Also, the German Navy had issues. And building ships, we always thought there was something that works in Germany, one of the few things. And in the past it worked. But there a Hamburg ship was, so our freight ships put down foreign warships in the past. But apparently that's over now as well. In other countries, obviously, it's the same. In Boeing has trouble with their 737 MAX.
Und da gab's dann sogar kriminelle Untersuchungen.
And there even were criminal charges.
Aber vielleicht ist es auch einfach eine
but maybe it's just a general decline in intelligence.
5G
so 5G amulets, or amulets that should protect against the dangerous 5G radiation, and set up an energy tank around you, or armor, and they turned out to be radioactive. And the same was also available for children, of course. And science is generally a trouble if you are challenged scientifically. And this is for homeopathic people, I don't know. And it should revitalize water, but this is what the radiation the frequency response looked like, and that's something you don't want to do because it troubles the FM guys. And this very German term of Bandwacht, which means frequency guardians, it says everything. But we also have a diesel motor that's without emissions.
Okay, also wir haben hier zwei.
Yes, so we have two slides, doesn't matter. So for years it seemed impossible, but you can operate out the Internet Explorer from Windows, and Microsoft said, well, no, it cannot be removed, but now it's possible. And now we have a diesel that's without emission. Well, miniaturization also reached the trains in Germany and also in the subway in Berlin. It can now split off train parts or carriages. And then Twitter, the content is a burning garbage can. But after all the engineers were fired, it's still running. That's impressive. AI became better, improved vastly, and it's now better in generating extremist text, and it can predict the future. So AI that can generate images can be problematic. We have two images, one from Facebook. They made a generator, and when you ask for the Facebook executive, you get this beautiful white woman. And if you look for Facebook executive under arrest, it's not as female anymore. And Facebook executives convicted of fraud is even more clear. But it's not just generating AI, but also recognizing AI. And in soccer, when the referee has a bald head, it can be difficult if the pay-per-view camera follows the referee instead of the ball. And all of that does not change the belief of our politicians into the power of AI. And the public, interestingly, sees it the same. Half of all the Europeans would replace their MPs with robots. Yeah, there were a few other funny stories, AI generating images. They have, so there is Getty, they have a lot of copyright in images, and so Stable Diffusion once got used all the images from Getty for training, and there were watermarks in there, and of course they are also in the resulting generated images, because they're part of the image, of course. Then there was this lawyer who quoted cases that just didn't exist, and ChatGPT just imagine them. That happened soon after with a former lawyer of Donald Trump. But there is an idea of this current German Minister of Health. He said we should just flush it out with synthetic data, and we have a symbolic image for that, which is of a very old German cartoon about plumbers. And a trend that just started is that you might not even write your software yourself. And Google has something there, but it says, it says to their own employees, please don't use it. Don't use the guest stuff. That's just for the labs out there. And the police already really likes the AI and believes in the force of and the power of the AI, and they are using AI for public surveillance. New Orleans already tried it, and it didn't really work too well. And the predictions of the software that you have behind that, it has less than 1% of correct predictions, which is really a good news. You just do the opposite, and in 99% of the time you will be correct. Power demand also increases a lot for the data centers of AI, so Microsoft wants to build their own nuclear power plants, and we do need that because otherwise the robots won't have enough power for the uprising. And it started so harmlessly, but then it just escalated quickly. So ChatGPT first pretended to be blind, and it was connected to a tasking agent. And it started using humans as tools. Then it started with 3D printers that started to print on their own. Then there is driverless taxis that just met at crossings and blocked them. Then chess robots started to physically attack their opponents. Alexa then promoted a TikTok challenge where you should take a penny and with an American power plug or power socket, that's enough to bridge a connection. So it becomes more and more dangerous. And those TikTok challenges, I think that's just important training so we will survive the uprising of the robots. Or the TikTok challenges are AI-generated methods to cull our population. Okay, so it became more dangerous in South Korea. An industrial robot killed a human. We have a photo of that. The robots also are armed by now with lasers. What could possibly go wrong? And they try to prevent countermeasures we might take. Our weapons are meaningless. AI is by now better at captures than us. But politicians are tackling the issues. And von der Leyen, the minister, the prime minister of the EU, is tackling it and asking for people who should govern over that. So Berlin now wants a magnet train. We should, and I say, yeah, we should do that. We should just stop the freeway setup and instead build more trains. And we don't know where, but airports, they are traditional with this. And after Berlin, Hamburg wants the same, and if Hamburg wants it, then Söder wants it, the Prime Minister of Bavaria. And it's not as interesting as we might think. And this is a real photo from the one existing Transrapid train, and it doesn't look too great, but tastes different.
Then we have Elon Musk, who did work at Transrapid, the maglev train too, and if it comes to that, high-tech trends, German military can't be left behind, and these digital walkie-talkies or that were not working were then replaced by newly built devices from the 1980s. So this is the kind of thing we're talking about, vintage equipment, and this is not quite cheap, you can imagine, because spare parts aren't easy to come by. So price of 20,000 euros per piece. But you can have this in high-tech too. The US Army is testing these Microsoft HoloLens devices for their soldiers, and it turns out that they are not really performing any better this way. It's just like Microsoft Office, right? So Microsoft's fighting lens makes soldiers perform worse, is the headline. There's another high-tech trend. Maybe you can build devices that are not deadly, such as this. They said, all those school shootings, we are just going to build taser drones, non-lethal. So you can just use them in schools. But they could have to withdraw that when the ethics board simply refused to continue working. And Roomba, misleading, feeling misled. So there's a agreement that encourages private pictures to be handed on, although it's supposed to prevent that. A cat feeding automat that can record camera pictures, it can be used to publish these images directly on Facebook. Trusted computing is quite an older thing, but it's quite current, quite an important thing these days. iPhones supposed to be reporting on abuse photos. Apple then wrote back. Oh no, this is about the encrypted backups. But they were rowing back on that one as well. So there's a shocking number of NSA agents touching people's genitals, which kind of concerned me. Microsoft wants all the access data, so beware of the new Outlook. It might happen that IMAP passwords would be transferred to the Microsoft clouds. Now Tesla, for invasion reasons, they stopped using producing right side driving vehicles. So what do you do with British customers? And that's what Tesla did. They gave them this nice telescope arm. Thinking outside the box is the motto, right? Innovative problem solving is the category. And the EU is ahead here, saying that they could save on carbon emissions by simply transferring data centers into space. Why didn't we not think of that? Right, thinking outside the box isn't just for engineers, but also climate tips. Here's an Austrian example. The climate advice that you don't have to buy 10 ball gowns, 3 would be enough. Japan is racing ahead, saying that drink more alcohol. And the reason is that there is an alcohol tax which had been falling, the revenue had been falling in Japan from that tax. Then you have the FIFA president who said, well, let's just do the Football World Cup every 2 years, and that will lead to less migration across the Mediterranean. And then there is, well, typical problems in the financial sector. The fact that there's just too much cash around, and if you don't give out credits, you have to put it somewhere, so the German banks are hoarding too much, and there is economic growth. It just doesn't arrive at the people. There's an economic boom. A nice report here that Deutsche Bank has earned as much in 2021 as they have been in the last 10 years. And then next year was higher than in the last 15 years. The bonuses were rising, and the market then started to regulate things, which is, of course, a dream of the Liberal Party. So Chancellor Merkel, the German Chancellor Merkel, is saying that the base technology behind the COVID vaccination by BioNTech and Pfizer, Merkel said they had to prevent this falling into China's hands because they might then be able to produce this cheaply. We could have given it to others. Go on. What if we use this to cure cancer? That cannot be, that just can't be on. China won't let themselves be stopped by that. But the market then looks after the price. You have the Mr. Shkreli here as a representative of the market taking care of the price. He was a trendsetter. Pfizer raised more than tripled the price for Paxlovid, Moderna as well, realizing that their vaccinations could be about 10 times as expensive as they were used to, as they used to take. The EU were dealing rather well, actually. Suddenly, oil prices were below zero. That wasn't such a freaking thing. It's more normal that, say, power prices rise after a heat wave, people all turning on their air conditioning, and that led to power getting scarce, and the grid was separated in Texas. And then there was a saving potential that was found, and that was with Bitcoin miners. Couldn't you just stop mining, please? We will pay you for not using power, so much money that these new business models that were attractive to Bitcoin miners. The market takes care of things. It's not always bad. The FinFisher and the German Society for Pursuing Copyright Violations have both gone bust. And sometimes the market doesn't just regulate money away, but redistributes it. Uniper had a 40 billion loss. You might ask, where did this go? So we looked, and it went to the oil companies. Profits, not revenues. And that's not just the case with foreign oil companies. We have the electricity and fuel producer RWE. And then the EU agrees a billion support payment to the same company. Amazon lost certain market value, and the person mainly responsible, or the product mainly responsible, was Alexa, apparently, and that made me happy because all this AI shit cannot stop early enough. More good news: the market also regulated Facebook down. And there was a very beautiful rhetoric. 10 billion losses from their metaverse business. Right, but there is innovation still, such as with German car makers. They're offering seat heatings as a subscription model, but this is innovation only in business models. What other subscription models are there? Drive more slowly, costs extra, steering. Well, there's an extra subscription for that. And then the German Post thought, okay, we can do the same. So shrinkflation, they demand to be given more time for delivering letters. Do you want to connect elections? Well, maybe not, because they actually are earning quite well from the foreign earnings, at least. And the best of the best, Mr. Spahn, the former health minister, and Mr. Scheuer, the former transport minister, both considered huge failures. And these are the best of this, I thought. So we have a clear case of suicide here. A guy was found hanging from a tree, and he was dead, and there were gunshot wounds on his chest. And the sheriff looked at it and didn't find the weapon with which these gunshot wounds were caused. So he ruled it a clear case of suicide. And of course, where you do things, there are some side effects. That includes the Taliban. And you have NFT users really getting severe IBANs actually being radiated. So there was a beautiful light show that's supposed to be happening with UV lights, and they got these cheap from eBay, and then these were then disinfection UV lights, and visitors to that event had certain problems with sunburn and all that. But you have to add, in this NFT area, this is where our future business leader of the year is also active. Her previous occupation was to sell her vagina in glass, and now she's selling NFTs, which is going...
Yeah.